he crossed the Rubicon River, which separated the province of Cisalpine Gaul from Italy. Everywhere he was received as the friend of the people. Without difficulty, Caesar entered Rome, and Pompey fled to Greece. Caesar followed him, and defeated his followers near Pharsalus. Pompey sailed across the Mediterranean and escaped to Egypt. When he landed, he was murdered by order of young King Ptolemy. A few days later, Caesar arrived. He found himself caught in a trap. Both the Egyptians and the Roman garrison, which had remained faithful to Pompey, attacked his camp. Fortune was with Caesar. He succeeded in setting fire to the Egyptian fleet. Incidentally, the sparks of the burning vessels fell on the roof of the famous library of Alexandria, which was just off the waterfront, and destroyed it. Next, he attacked the Egyptian army, drove the soldiers into the Nile, drowned Ptolemy, and established a new government under Cleopatra, the sister of the late king. Just then, word reached him that Pharnaces, the son and heir of Mithridates, had gone on the warpath. Caesar marched northward, defeated Pharnaces in war, which lasted 5 days, sent word of his victory to Rome in the famous sentence, Vini, Vidi, Vici, which is Latin for, I came, I saw, I conquered, and returned to Egypt, where he fell desperately in love with Cleopatra, who followed him to Rome when he returned to take charge of the government in the year 46.